few people turned out to testify at a public hearing on the Matanuska-Susitna Borough budget in Wasilla last night, but those who did outlined a disturbing trend. Alaska Public Media's Ellen Lockyer has more.
Wasilla Mayor Bert Cottle faced the Matanuska-Susitna Borough Assembly and told the panel that drug enforcement resources in the valley are overwhelmed.
We have currently have three Alaska State Troopers that are attached to the state drug unit out here. That's it for 100,000 people. And nothing against them people. They're working as hard as they can, but they need help.
Cottle said currently law enforcement officers have their hands full dealing with heroin users when focus needs to be put on the dealers.
So what we've come up with, the city of Palmer and the city of Wasilla, if we can find the funding, each one of us would put one additional police officer on that drug unit.
The cities of Palmer and Wasilla are planning to start a drug enforcement team, which would bring two more law enforcement officers to the valley, one in each city, and Cottle and other speakers at the meeting urged the borough to support a $100,000 request for a one-time line item in the budget to help pay for the extra officers. Wasilla's Police Chief Gene Belden joined Cottle in asking for borough support for a drug task force.
In 2014, our patrol here in Wasilla, just off of traffic stops and regular contacts and everything else, we seized $31,500 worth of drugs, excluding marijuana. In 2015, patrol only in the city here, $152,000. That's quite a jump.
Belden said that lack of manpower is cutting enforcement efforts in half.
What we're doing is catching the users. We're not being able to catch the people that are actually dealing or supplying the dealers.
Michelle Overstreet, who provides transient housing for homeless teenagers, says heroin has flooded Wasilla, especially among vulnerable adolescents.
We're doing battle with heroin every single day. We've lost kids to overdose. We've lost kids to addiction. And they're now down a rabbit trail with their heroin use, and we can't find them. Or they come in once in a while, and they're an absolute train wreck.
She said dealers routinely lurk near a teen drop-in center.
And they sit there and wait for the kids that are doing well in our building and that are trying to stay clean and sober to come out. And they're like parasites waiting over there for them to relapse.
Overstreet told the panel that law enforcement is the missing piece in a program to help homeless youth. Mayor Cottle told the assembly that he has also requested help from Anchorage Mayor Ethan Berkowitz.
Because the last time I checked, I think the drugs go both ways. It doesn't just stop at the borough line. So if we can do that, that would take that task force from 3 to 6. I think then we can make some changes.
Cottle told the assembly that the budget request would be contingent on the cities of Palmer and Wasilla raising enough money to pay the $260,000 a year needed for the additional officers. Meyer Hutchinson, spokesman for the Berkowitz administration, says the Anchorage mayor supports the concept of the drug enforcement team, but at this time, as Anchorage is working to build up its police force, it is not possible to loan an officer to another location. I'm Ellen Lockyer.